That question, whether or not to move or even relocate permanently, it's on the minds of easily millions of people battered by the summer's monster storms. It's not just that they've been slammed. It's that the world they knew in Barbuda or Puerto Rico or Houston, that world has changed. Climate scientists largely agree that climate change made Harvey, Irma, and Maria worse than they would have been in the past, and that the trend of stronger storms is only going to continue. And that could mean a lot more people on the move from vulnerable areas. Some people are calling folks like this climate refugees. But as the world's Jason Margolis reports, the term doesn't quite fit.
The problem with the term climate refugee starts with the word refugee itself. Mara Kimmel is an immigration attorney in Anchorage, Alaska.
The term refugee has some very serious legal consequences, and it's a very rigid legal definition. It's usually an individual determination based on a person's fear of persecution.
The legal definition goes back to the years following World War II. The United Nations defined refugee as an individual outside of their own country who can't return because of a well-founded fear of persecution due to race, religion, nationality, political opinion, or membership in a social group.
I don't think that's necessarily translatable to a situation where whole communities are being forced to flee and to relocate because of climate change.
Attorney Robin Bronin agrees. She runs the Alaska Institute for Justice in Anchorage.
So the whole idea of refugee is that you can't rely on your national government to provide that protection. And in the context of climate change, we should expect that our national governments are going to protect us.
Many countries are already trying to do that, from Pacific Island states to places like the Netherlands. They're trying to keep people from having to relocate. But an untold number of people are already on the move due to climate change. In Alaska, Bronin is working with residents of several small indigenous communities that are threatened by flooding and erosion. Three villages have decided to relocate as entire communities.
In each of those three communities, they uniformly said, no way are we relocating to a place outside of our region. We are going to try to figure out how we can relocate as an entire community to a place that is close to where we're currently living so we can maintain our lifestyle and traditional cultural practices.
But many people and families are relocating on their own, oftentimes in a hurry, unplanned, and not as part of a bigger community. Bronin says international human rights principles need to be created to protect communities and individuals that may be forced to migrate due to climate change. So if we shouldn't call these displaced people climate refugees, what should we call them, or the phenomenon of having to move because of climate change? Again, Mara Kimmel.
I think that the terminology that is increasingly gaining a foothold is climigration.
Climate plus migration, climigration. A new word for a new problem. Whatever term that we end up using, it's a conversation that needs to be had. While they can't pinpoint an exact number, scientists have predicted that climate change could displace tens of millions of people by mid-century. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.